There's an unlikely ally that's helping preserve endangered Native American languages. It's a robot programmed by kids to help them learn their languages and encourage an interest in science and math. NPR's Caden Mills met a 12-year-old in Michigan who's building one of his own robots and taking language preservation into his own hands.
We're in a crowded gym where students at the JKL Bawating Anishinaabe School are building load-bearing structures with raw spaghetti and marshmallows. It's an end-of-year celebration, a showcase for all things STEAM. That's science, tech, engineering, art, and math. One of the kids' favorite booths is the science of popcorn, which naturally comes with a snack.
This is incredible!
And just a table away, students line up to talk to a robot, one in particular named Sabe.
Anin, hello. Sabe and Vishnakas. Bawating and Benzaba. I was built by Holden Hoy. I will not gain sense.
Holden Hoy, Sabe's voice and creator, just finished sixth grade here at JKL in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Today, he's showing off a prototype for a wearable robot that speaks Anishinaabe Moen, the Ojibwe language. It's called a Scobot, and Holden has been working on it over the last several months with the help of his mentor, Danielle Boyer. She's 25, a robotics engineer, and like Holden, a member of the Sioux tribe of Chippewa.
Personally, in my family, I've seen how quickly we can lose Anishinaabe Moen.
Her grandmother speaks Anishinaabe Moen, but she's one of the last fluent speakers of their dialect. So Boyer invented the Scobot, and she's been teaching Holden how to build and code one of his own.
I was already a big fan of robotics. I like how you can bring inanimate objects to life.
Holden said he's also always wanted to help save the Ojibwe language. So when he heard about the Scobots...
His teacher reached out to me and was like, hey, Holden is building a Scobot. We want to build it with you.
The Scobots sort of resemble a mini R2-D2 from Star Wars, if he was designed to look like a woodland creature and decorated in Native American florals. And it's small enough to mount on your shoulder, kind of like a pirate's parrot.
It's fun because you can have like a personalized little robot buddy on your shoulder, but it also teaches you Ojibwe.
Holden's Scobot is one of hundreds that Boyer has distributed to Native kids and communities across the U.S. and Canada through a nonprofit she started when she was 18. And she had an unlikely muse.
I saw the Tickle Me Elmo. Whenever you press like his belly, he would talk and he would teach you things.
She wondered, if a toy can teach English, why not her indigenous language? But instead of a fuzzy red Muppet, the Scobots show off Ojibwe culture.
We have some that are like inspired by like my grandma and like beadwork that she wears, and like some have like birch bark elements, and some have earrings, and some have ribbon skirts.
They use voice-to-text technology, a form of non-generative AI, to identify specific key words. Then each Scobot searches its database for the correct pre-recorded response. That means it can only say what it's been programmed to. No making things up or hallucinations.
I can say, hey, Scobot, what is bear? And it will say,
Mukwa means bear.
Holden's is still in the early stages, with just 3 coded responses so far. Here's Holden's Scobot, Sabe, named for a revered Ojibwe icon, Bigfoot.
Tell me about the Sabe teaching.
Honesty is represented by the Sabe, which means Bigfoot. Be honest with yourself. Recognize and accept who you are.
At the showcase in May, he showed off his creation to folks like Tabitha Bernier, a mom at the school.
That's pretty awesome. And how did you create it?
I 3D printed it using Tinkercad. And I also, Danielle and helped me code this, and we did some audio recording.
Boyer hopes the Scobots will get more young people like Holden interested in STEM and in learning their languages.
So many youth in my community don't always want to learn the language. They see it as another homework assignment.
Boyer believes the Scobots can help bridge the gap between young people and their elders, and Holden agrees.
Generation after generation is based around this culture.
As he says, the language is the culture. Caden Mills, NPR News, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.